most of them had their meters intact. There was no problem. But this figure you are seeing is the number of meters that were visited.
What has happened to those who were found to be using electricity illegally? And those who are using power illegally, do they have meters?
Yes, they were having meters. But some of them had tampered with the meter. That made it illegal. Some of them too had bypassed the meters. So the electricity that they are using, it is not passing through the meters, which had to be measured. So all these customers are surcharged. There's a penalty that goes with any customer who is found to be using the electricity supply illegally.
You said some of them are being surcharged?
Yes. Anybody who is found to be using the electricity illegally is given a penalty pay for the unit that has been used, as well as the penalty.
Those who have bypassed the meter, how will you know for how long they have even used electricity to even surcharge them accordingly?
Yes, we look at their payment pattern, their consumption pattern, and then you could tell from the consumption trend whether the person is purchasing power or the person is not in the house or the person has bypassed the meter. So there are lots of checks that goes on the field before we arrive at the fact that the customer is using the electricity illegally.
But those who are going to be surcharged or have been surcharged, do you have a time frame for them to pay their fines?
Yes. The customers who are surcharged are supposed to pay the amount within 1 month. And if for one reason or the other the customer is not able to pay, we have a plan for the customer to follow. And we monitor this plan very well so that the customer will not default.
You heard the Revenue Protection Manager of the Electricity Company of Ghana, Tema Region, Mrs. Zita Chabe Jemfi, talking to Felix Coffee.